We've got Carson Kruger and Ryan Radke kind enough to join us as well. And let's start with the player of the game, Carson Kruger, 25 points here tonight. A lot of free throws for yourself. What was your mentality coming into this game facing the only team that beat you this year?
Yeah, we just wanted to get this one back. We just really focused on attacking the rim, getting to the hoop, and our guys found a shot. So that's it.
That was the recipe for success. And offensive rebounds tonight. You guys pounded the glass on the old boards, got quite a few of those.
Yeah, we really wanted to focus on getting to the rim, just attacking, following our shots, and then focusing on to get back. That way we weren't getting beat. These guys like to run, so we had a game plan, and we had to follow it.
Coach mentioned halftime when he led 44-29. He said you anticipated them making a run. What was the mindset coming out for the second half there?
Yeah, we knew they were going to make a run. They're a strong team. We just had to stick it out, fight through it, and then just keep battling.
Now 16-1 on the season, as mentioned, 15 in a row. How do you explain this? I mean, great run the Warriors have been on.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good, but we're not done.
You're not done. Got a lot more to come with the postseason play right around the corner and want to keep this going. Carson Kruger, great job tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's turn it over now to Ryan Radke, who stepped up with 21 points, 10 coming in the fourth quarter. A lot of those at the line trying to put that away. Talk about the job you feel you did, especially down the stretch there, and helping your team secure this win.
I thought we worked great as a team, especially down the stretch. They made a run for a while there, as you saw in the second half, but we bounced back, and we were just able to hit open shots, hit free throws, and I think that was huge.
This defense, the number one ranked in Class 2A, as Coach Abray the last few years really laid the foundation, and you guys have stepped it up a notch. How have you guys managed to do so well on that side of the ball, and what kind of work went into becoming the great defensive team that you've been?
I think it's just everyone commits on it. Everyone commits to playing defense hard every day. I mean, you're going to have off shooting nights, but you should never have an off night on the defensive end. And it's just we got guys that are willing to work on that end. We communicate well, and it's just something we haven't had as well in the past, and we're getting better each game.
And now 15 in a row, and after last night winning a Twin Lakes Conference title with the win over Newell Fonda, what's that mean to you and the guys?
It's huge. It's the first one in Elsterly history. We talked about it all year long, and it's just something that one of our first goals we've had set for the beginning of this year, and it's great to accomplish it.
And Monday, it turned right back around, and we'll be hosting Woodbury Central, another game that got postponed earlier in the season. Now, we've had a few of those this year.
Yeah.
Everybody has. What do you know about them? I know they're a pretty solid team.
Yeah, they're a good team. They shoot the three well. They're physical. We're going to have to, we got to enjoy this win tonight. We got to bring it back on Monday.
Ryan Radke, I know you will. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.